A new study offers this reason why Americans are gaining weight. We don't fidget enough. It turns out that moving around just a little bit can make a big difference in how many calories you burn, even if you don't get to the gym to exercise. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the study in the journal Science.
Most of us know the type, the person who just can't seem to sit still. They're tapping their toes, shifting their weight, pacing while talking. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic wanted to know whether overweight individuals fidget less than normal weight individuals. They recruited 20 volunteers, self-proclaimed couch potatoes who didn't exercise and had jobs that kept them sitting most of the time. Men and women, 10 lean, 10 mildly obese. Endocrinologist Jim Levine headed the study.
The people with obesity were seated for more than 2.5 hours per day more than lean counterparts living in the same environment. And conversely, lean counterparts were up and about walking for 2 hours per day greater than people with obesity.
Levine says if obese individuals moved 2.5 hours more a day, they could burn an extra 350 calories. Researchers have made similar observations in the past, but never as precisely as this study. Levine's goal was to compare, down to the tap of a finger or the swing of a hip, day-to-day movement. To do that, researchers designed special underwear and then inserted sensors.
These are ultra-precise sensors that are used on fighter planes to keep them flying level. So you can imagine how sensitive they are at recording people's body posture and people's body angles. They're very, very precise indeed.
Every day, movement data collected by the sensors was downloaded into a computer. After 10 days, it was totaled. The only time volunteers took their underwear off was when they showered for 15 minutes at the clinic. They also ate all their meals at the clinic. And because researchers wanted to measure how movement affected weight, they wanted to make sure the volunteers maintained their weight. Each one had 3 specially prepared meals, ranging anywhere from 2 to 3,000 calories a day.
We need to know exactly to the gram how much food and what type of food people have eaten. And we provide it all ourselves and weigh out every single food item. And in so doing, it's therefore necessary that the subjects eat every single food item. But we actually ask them to literally clean their plates. And when they get their meals, they receive a spatula to literally clean off and lick the plate clean.
Dr. David Heber directs UCLA's Center for Human Nutrition. He says moving around more is good advice for anyone trying to maintain or lose weight.
You buy one of these little pedometer things, put them on your belt, and when you shift your weight, many of these will register similar to taking a step. So you find out what your baseline activity is during the day, especially if you're sitting around all day looking at a computer, and try to set a personal goal for yourself. After about 3 days, you'll know what your baseline is, and then you can try to go to an average of about 10,000 steps a day as a first step.
And then, of course, Heber says it would be best if you also added 60 minutes of vigorous exercise a day. But if you don't, you could always do what the Mayo Clinic's Dr. Jim Levine does.
The noise in the background is actually a treadmill. My computer's mounted over a treadmill, and I spend my day walking at 0.7 miles an hour. And that actually enables me to operate my mouse, my keyboard, do my completely normal work functions while being active throughout the day. And it's actually very, very invigorating. And it's actually, I'm wearing my normal work suit. My hands aren't sweaty, and it's really incredibly pleasurable, I must tell you.
Patricia Naiman, NPR News.
You can see pictures of Jim Levine's treadmill desk and the undergarment used in the study at our website, npr.org.